Welcome. It's Domain Dave from CheapWineFinder.com with another companion podcast. Like always, we write up three value-priced wines a week on the CheapWineFinder.com website, and then when we're done with that, we plug in the microphone and we talk a little bit about it. And today we've got a wine from Aldi. It's been missing from Aldi for a little bit, last few years. But it had been around for a while. It's the Sunshine Bay Marlborough Sauvignon Blanc, and this one's 2023. They're Southern Hemisphere, so their wine is backwards, so 2023 is fine in 2024 of spring. And it's a $7.99 wine from Marlborough. It's an estate wine. They don't say whose estate it is. I'm a nerd, I admit it. I looked up who owns the Sunshine Bay trademark, and there is a family-owned winery from Marlborough that's been in there since the 70s. And actually, that's a pretty long time for a lot of these New Zealand wineries that have been around. That, you know, that's going on 50 or so years or more. So this is, it could be from their estate. They don't say who. Sunshine Bay is a brand name. And it's Aldi, and it's from Marlborough. And Marlborough Sauvignon Blanc, value-priced Marlborough Sauvignon Blanc, is one of the most popular wines in the world. I mean, they can't make enough of it. I'm going to take a sip of this one, and we'll just keep talking about it. This is one of the wines that truly is created in the vineyard. If you grow the grapes right and you pick them at the right time, you're 90% of the way home. Value price Sauvignon, young Sauvignon Blanc, and these are young wines. They're meant to be consumed in the first 2 or 3 years, sooner the better, of release. Yeah, there is Sauvignon Blancs that you can, you know, from like Bordeaux. Bordeaux Blanc can be aged. Certain ones can be aged for 25 years. This is the flip side of that. And you don't have to do anything special in, you know, you don't have to press it any particular way, crush the grapes. You don't have to do anything. You can do things with the different yeast used, but it'll do well with any good yeast. You just ferment it. There's no fancy fermentation techniques. You don't have to age it for long. You age it in stainless steel. When it gets a little bit upper in price, then different things happen. It gets more complicated. But these young, bright, and juicy Sauvignon Blancs are some of the easiest and most fun to drink wines around. And they pump them out. And this is a classic Marlborough Sauvignon Blanc. Marlborough is in the upper portion of the South Island in New Zealand. There's about three different valleys. This is in the Wairau Valley, which is the northern one. They have the river goes almost completely across the width of the island. It's gravelly. You got really cool weather. It's a great place, you know, for growing Sauvignon Blanc. So if you can figure out a great place for your vineyard and you know what you're doing and you know how to prune it and, you know, do all the things you got to do in the vineyard, you're going to get a pretty decent wine that doesn't cost a fortune to make. So a $7.99 wine from a store brand, from Aldi, can be a real joy to drink. And this thing is delicious. I mean, this has everything you would want from a value-priced Sauvignon Blanc, and you know, and because the value price ones are different from the expensive ones, but the value price ones are the more popular by far. Take another sip here, and we're going to talk about, I mean, this has got one of those wines that when you want to nose it, you don't even have to get you get too near the glass, it starts hitting you right away. That's the nose is classic. It's got it's grassy, it's got grapefruit and lemons and tart apple and stone fruit and maybe some honey. It's got all that in there. And it's got flavor galore. This is a balanced one, but there's flavor everything. Nothing jumps out. In the past, it might have been spiky. Maybe 10 years ago, maybe a little less. I mean, New Zealand Sauvignon Blanc could have flavor spikes, which in a way was kind of fun, but it probably wasn't the best made wine. But having fun is probably more important. This one's way more balanced. The acidity is really good. It allows the flavors to unfold, and it doesn't really bite. This is a nice bottle of wine. Sunshine Bay Marble Sauvignon Blanc 2023 from Aldi. It's $7.99, and it gives you what you want. I mean, this is one of those wines for the coming up of the summer. You might grab a few. I mean, this is, you want to keep this in the refrigerator and pull it out on a night when, you know, the friends come over with, you know, some lawn chairs, and you're sitting outside, maybe you get a fire going, and you start pouring wine for everybody. I'm going to take another sip and let's see what else we got here. Yeah, I mean, that's really all I've got to say. This is a Sauvignon Blanc that gives you everything you want in a young Sauvignon Blanc. It, the flavor's there. It has more control of the process than some of the ones used to. Acidity's fine. This is a good wine. This is, yeah, go to Aldi. $8 will get, you know, 3 bottles for $25. Can't beat that. It's a little bitty party. So that's it for me, Domain Dave, cheapowinefinder.com. Like us where you like your podcast, if you will. We've got a gazillion of them out there. We've been doing the podcast, the website for over 15 years, and the podcast for a while now, so we have a good array of things out there to look for, and you can hear me rattling on about whatever. So adios, keep it cheap, and I'll be talking to everybody. I think I've got one more wine before Easter, and we'll figure out what that is. So adios, bye-bye.